Yedua doesn't have Moshe's name. The only parsha that stains the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is a famous shot in the Magid that it says in Parshas Kitzisa that Moshe Rabbeinu had a bakasha mecheni no mitzipracha. So somewhere there had to be episode mecheni no mitzipracha. So why Dr. Parshas Tetzaber? He gives a marshal, someone that had to give an oinish, a king that had to give an oinish, and he kept on pushing up the oinish. And he kept on being malchit. Until the following came the next year. The next week is going to be Kisisa again. I mean, every stop dying the oinish. But there's Geburah in the Pasha Tetzava. The Maita Pasha Tetzava usually comes out, Moshe Rabbeinu is yours, right? Every state of the Sota Shaykh, Zayn other, Takashtin. And I saw, and there's another remnant with 101 sukkim in Tetzava, Kup Alef sukkim. The hidden letters in Moshe, Moshe, if you spell it out, is mem, mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun, and Hey is Hey Aleph. So the hidden letters in the letters is Mem Yud Nun Aleph. That's 101. So the 101 Sukkim is a remnant a component of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Ebeser is the month. Avada the Ikus Sugis though is the Inyan of Big Day Kahuna. There's a lot of Inyanim. Let's see what we can imagine. V'asisa Big Day Kodesh la'aroin achicha l'chavay u'safar. The Begad and the Big Day Kahuna is l'chavay u'safar. Now, Kavod Sepharis is Mitzvah, it's a din. It's a din of Kavod Sepharis. The Rambam brings down, it's Gemara, but the Rambam brings down in Hilchas Kli HaMikdosh, the Hilchas of the Begadim, Perek Ches HaLoch HaDalit. The Rambam says, Bigdei Kahuna Mitzvotin, Sheyu Chadoshim, Zemnoim, Umushul Sholim, Kederuch Bigdei HaGdoyim, Shenemar L'Chavod Sepharis, it has to be L'Chavod Sepharis. The Rambam feared oi, therefore, Hayu Mitzvoshim, Hayu Mekuroim, Hayu Aruchim Yerisim Yidai, Hayu Kitzorim Pachas Midam Yidrasoi, all these things. It's a psul because it's not covered in sefaris. If you ma'abar avidotei psula, the Rambam is saying clearly that it's ma'akiv the din of covered in sefaris, and covered in sefaris requires not too long, not too short, not ripped. Into some, if you look at other rishonim, there's a machloek. Some of these dinim, the Rambam says, the Gemara says all these dinim, but some rishonim learn out for different reasons. L'dugma, mitzvah and everyone says it's covered in sefaris. Of the Quran, the God of the Quran that it's ripped. The Ramban learns in Sefer HaMitzvot that it's psul is mechusar begadim. If the begadim is it's pashut no good as mechusar begadim. The Rambam Kvar is saying it's al self and covered with the far. But the Ramban learns it's mechusar begadim. Who is the pachet? Aruchim yaitzer nidag. The Rambam says it's the chasaron of covered with the far. Of a rashi and tvachim learns it's yitzer begadim. A beggar that's too long is yitzer begadim. Why says the Rambam held not like that? The Rambam held that a beggar that's too long it's not covered with the far. But it's not going to be a chassan of Yitzhak Begodin. Yitzhak Begodin was only noch a beggar, not a suffer on the beggar. And Kehena also, chassan of Pachas Midai, it's machloikas. The Rambam puts all of these things under the category of Kavod Safar. Now we know a Kohen Hedir has Dalit Begodin, Mechnasayim, a Mitzneset, a hat, Avnes, and a Ksoin. And the Kohen Gadol has those four, plus another four Begodin. Sitz, Eifoit, Choshin, Umeil. Now, a Kohen Gadol that is oizid, the big day Kohen Hedit, it's Abidoth Epsula, because it's Mechusar Begadim. Zayin Begadim is Shmoyne Begadim. The Gemara on the Rav Mapostik in Vayikra. Who has in Fakir, a Kohen Hedit, that's oizid with Shmoyne Begadim, is oizid on Yitzhar Begadim. Abidoth Epsula. So, another book of Sugya in Yuma and Megillah, what about a Kohen Gadol that for whatever reason had to be taken off the position, he was Nifsal for his Kufa, so they brought in another Kohen Gadol, and then they're bringing back the first Kohen Gadol. What is the status of the second Kohen Gadol, the one that was a substitute? There can only be one Kohen Gadol. So now the first Kohen Gadol comes back to his position. What is the din of the second Kohen Gadol, the one that in between that for interim was a Kohen Gadol? So the machlokes tonight, Reb Meir Oimer Rishon Chayzel La'Avodah, the Rishon comes back full for the job. The Sheni Kol Dinei Kahuna Gedolim Lava. The second one remained a Kohen Gadol. He has all dinim of a Kohen Gadol. As they have Reb Meir, Reb Yosi Oimer No Rishon Chayzel La'Avodah, the first original Kohen Gadol comes back to the Avodah. Sheni. The substitute one is not Roy Nisba Kohen Gadol or Nisba Kohen Hedit. Zok the Gemara, why? Kohen Gadol is from Eva. He's not allowed to do avoid with the Shmoyne Begadol like a Kohen Gadol because it's Eva. There's going to be an Eva between the two Kohen and Gadol. And he can't do a big day Kohen Hedit because Mylan the Kohen Gadol is the reason. At this state, the Mishnah. Fred Toysis, what really is he? It's Shaney, what really is he? Is he really a Kohen Gadol or really a Kohen Hedit? It says that he can't do a void of a big day Kohen Gadol because of Eva. Mashma, that's the emet, he's a Kohen Gadol. No, he's not going to be allowed to do the void with Shmoyne Begadol because it's going to cause Eva. The only reason why he's not doing it with Shmoyne Begadol is because it's going to cause Eva. But the emet, he's a Kohen does? I'm sorry, if you would ask someone, why can't he do a voice with Bigdei Kohen Hedid? He can't, he's a Kohen Gadol. With a Bigdei Kohen Hedid, he can't. It's Chasaron Begadol. And what does the Mishnah say? Because my little Kodesh will, I mean, what do you need to come on to? So Taita says, a big part, Kohen Gadol nismana bepeh or mistalik bepeh. Which means the ethnic should be a Kohen Gadol. But after Kohen Gadol, he can't because it's Eva. Therefore, they taka would make him a Kohen Gadol, and they would make him a Kohen Hedid. Why don't you do that? Because my little Kodesh will, I mean, but B'cholzai is a big machloket. There's a whole arichas in B'skarov and Turi. Haven't already is Myron this. But Maita, what's the word? Of Myron B'kodesh, there's two ways to understand. Because of Myron B'kodesh, he remains the Kohen Gadol. We can't be Myron in the Kohen Hedi. Oh no, we're Myron him. He becomes the Kohen Hedi. No, Myron B'kodesh says he can't do Avoidu with Arv of God. Someone that did Avoidu with Shmoyin of God can't go down to Arv of God. The Myron B'kodesh is Grappi of God. But he is the Kohen Gadol. L'moshel, they have all the others in him. Of Besula and Tumor, Amono. For you, Prima, you have to know if he has the other dinim of Kohen Gadol. There's Etzach dinim and Kohen Gadol besides the Levishas Begadol. That's the Shana Gantatum. Now the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had Big Day Lovin, that's four Begadol, which are very similar to the Big Day Kohen Hedit. Right? Because every Kohen Gadol has four Begadol that are like the Big Day Kohen Hedit. Mitznefesh, Ksoines, Avnei, Mechnasayim. Now he's might have another four. Is there any Shinuyim between the four of the Kohen Gadol and the four of the Kohen Hedit? So for Anazoi, this is a topic you have to build up. The Gemara talks could say they're about the Avni, the belt, the Avni. What was the Avni made out of? Now it's against the Arichas in the Sugya, but the Stelen of Eklor, the Kohen Gadol's Avni was made out of Klayim. Let's mind the poke. When the Kohen Gadol was Shmoyne Begodim, his Avni was made out of Klayim. A Kohen Hedyot's Avni is a big machlokes. What was the Kohen Hedyot's Avni made out of? Was it also made out of Klein? Or no, it was only Bust. It was only Tishtan. It wasn't made out of Klein. It's a big Nafkamina. Whether a Klein had Yitz, Bechlal, or Klein. There's a Machlaikis of a Klein had Yitz. Because the other Bottom Zichar is not Klein. It's only Tishtan. Did a Klein had Yitz, Bechlal, or Klein? There's a big Machlaikis of the Avnit of a Klein had Yitz. Is Klein? Or is it only Bust? Only Tishtan? What about the Avnit of a Klein Gadol on Yom Kippur by the Dawud Begadim of Yom Kippur? That's a show was made out of Tishtan. The whole point is called Big Day Love, and it was only made out of Tishtan. So again, a Kohen Gadol the whole year was about a Klayim. A Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, in the Dalet Begadim, he kept on switching off on Yom Kippur, was Tishta. What about a Kohen Hedit? It's a big Machlokes. Machlokes, I mean, Rom, Machlokes, Tanon. Which was it made out of? Now, where is this Negeya? It's Negeya like this. There's a Gemara in Yom Adaf Yidrei. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to switch off back and forth. He wore Big Drei Shmoyne Begadim and then switch to the Arv Begadim back and forth because the avoiders that were close used to the avoiders, the carbon tomer, and the carbonus achag of Yom Kippur, the precious Pinchas Tikkun one, he did with the Shmoyne Begadim. But the special avoiders of Yom Kippur, of Achli Mois, the Tyrus, Shmael Snim, and his par, and the Geirol, the certain things, the chelik of the avoiders of Yom Kippur, he did with Dalet Begadim, with the Big Day Lovin. Clarity Gemara, Yom Adaf Yedeis, B'mam Achanchanot. Which means, what about a Kohen Gadol that started off doing the job, and he suddenly got nifsal, he became tamei? So you have to put in a new Kohen Gadol, a little Yom Kippur, you have to bring in a new Kohen Gadol, right? They had a different one prepared, they had to make sure he also has a wife, because the chippah bad basic. Fine. You're bringing in the substitute Kohen Gadol. Now, Fretzi Gemara, what are you going to do if the substitute Kohen Gadol, if exactly you're up to a stage when the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be doing Shmoyne Begadim a job? If he's about to do a Shmoyne Begadim with a job, so no problem. You're making a new Kohen Gadol, you say, okay, put on your Shmoyne Begadim and become a Kohen Gadol. Of a Fretzi Gemara, what if you were exactly up to a stage that you're about to do a Big Day Lovin' Dicker job, a chelik of the job that a Kohen Gadol is supposed to wear for Begadim? So Fretzi Gemara, the Mama Chanchanasi, how are you going to express the fact that he's becoming a Kohen Gadol? What is he going to wear? Arva Begadim. Every Kohen Hedit wears Arva Begadim anyway. What is unique that he's becoming a Mechunach as a Kohen Gadol? You're telling him, okay, you're the new man for the job, you're becoming the Kohen Gadol. I said, what do I do? Put on Dalet Big Day Lovin', which looks exactly like he always was. Then Mama Chanchanasi. So the Gemara says there's three options. Rav Adar Bar Ava says, not a problem. The Avnet of a Kohen Hedit is Klayim a whole year. He goes to the sheet that the Avnet of a Kohen Hedit is Klayim. I'm saying the Big Day Lovin' of a Kohen Gadol is a Vada Pishtan, so it's doing something different. However, the other Aram say, no, what about like the sheet that the Kohen Gadol never wore Klayim? Taka, Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedit never wore Klayim. Kohen Hedit Begadim a whole year is exactly like the Big Dalet Begadim. What will express that he's a Kohen Gadol? Look at the Gemara through it to me. Abaye says, Loi v'shmoinu mahapach patinu. He puts on shmoinu v'godim. That's not what we're up to. We're up to a part of the stage that Ayoyim is to do that. He should stop, go on to the Mizbeach and turn over some pieces of meat. And that's considered Yidid Avoy. Because the Zord happens between our Chayim, Chayim Mitzvah, so it's considered Yidid Avoy. Or a Papa says, Avoy Dostay Mechen Chosay. Dostay Lein, that he's going to put $100 for God, and what he's going to go do, Koyin Hoy, Koyin Godel, like a job, that alone is the Chen. What's before in this Gemara, that there's no Chilik Bechalal between the Big Day Koyin Hegid a whole year, and a Big Day Koyin Godel of the Dallas for God and Yom Kippur, except maybe the Avni. That's even before in the Gemara. The minute you said the Avni is the same, the Gemara had to come up with Mahabach Betzinura, Rektach the Shaila, the Lechur, there are other Shinuim. Ladugma. What about the Ksoinus? The Ksoinus of a Koyin. It says by the Koyin Godel, Ksoinus Tashbeit. The Lashon of the Pasuk. By a regular Koyin, it doesn't say Ksoinus Tashbeit. The Ben Ezra brings down that there's a Chilik, the Koyin Godel, Ksoinus was Tashbeit. It was squared. It had a Shinuim, it looked different. And a Koyin Hedit wasn't, because it doesn't say Tashbeit. The Ramban, the Ramam, you know, the Ksoinus is always the same. Fresh to Mishmo Melech, it's Mamash Apelet, the Gemara is the Gemara says, Mavur, that there's no Chilik. The Gemara is bothered that when the Kain Gadol, when the Kain, this new person is becoming a Kain Gadol, is going to put on the Arab of Gadol, there's no difference. I have a difference of Ksoinus Tajbeit. The Pelon de Ben Ezra, I was telling Mala Harifas, only the Shmoinim of Gadol indicate Ksoinus was Tajbeit. The Lashon is Ksoinus Tajbeit is when it says the Shmoinim of Gadol. But the Dalet of Gadol of Yom Kippur, maybe it wasn't Tajbeit. The Taka doesn't say Tajbeit. Even the Ben Ezra only said Ksoinus Tajbeit by the Shmoinim of Gadol indicate Ksoinus. Another problem is with the Mitznefes and the Mikbas. Lachar is another shinui between the Big Day Kohen Hegin and the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Another kasha from the Gemara Numa. The Kohen Gadol's hat is always called Mitznefes. In all the Pesukim, in Tetzavim, Pekudek, it's called Mitznefes. The Kohen Hegin, it's called Mikbas. Is there a difference? The Rambam says it's just a difference how you used to wrap it around. But the Ravid says, no, I need, oh, aim my Seyush al Zekim, my Seyush al Zekim. The Ravid says it's a completely different hat. He says the Kohen Gadol's Mitznefes was a long, long thing that you wrapped around again and again. The Kohen Hedit was some of their hat. The Kohen wasn't the wraparound kind of thing. Kain, I call you Shalom. So, but the Ravid, it's mamash a different hat. The Rivah, places in many places in Shas, and Yuma, and Sukh, and Erevin, he brings down the sheet of the Rivah. The Rivah says both of them were a wraparound. Now the Kohen Gadol was shorter. See, the Rambam says it's a difference how you wrap it. The Ravid says Bechlal was different. The Kohen Gadol was a wraparound, and the Kohen Hedit wasn't a wraparound. The Rivah says both of them were a wraparound. Now the Kohen Gadol was smaller because simply he says the Kohen Gadol had to wear tzitz and tefillin. So he needed more room on his head, so he had to have a smaller hat. Kohen Hegid only wears tefillin, but he doesn't wear tzitz. So it was able to be a little larger. That's the shinui between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hegid. Once again, though, we have the problem. What's the Gemara saying? There's no chilik between the Kohen Hegid and the Dalet Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The difference. One is a mikvah, one is a mitzvah. So Taisa says, Nishkeferelef, it's only a question of how many times it was wrapped around. It's very short. Now there's a Taisa. Of a freshman as a cynic, like the Ravid, it's Mama Shapella, the Ravid, the Kohen Hedit wore a mikbas, the Kohen Gadol wears a mitznet. When the Gemara asks, the Maimar Chanchanar, the Howl of Binikr, he became a Kohen Gadol, he's putting on dollars for Godim. Good, but he's wearing a mitznet, not a mikbas. Mama Shapella on the Ravid. You have to know. Demonstrates the Mother Zach, the Gemara Numa, that says, when they used to make a pious, to make a goyrul in the Beit HaMikdash, so how would they know where the circle started? So they would say, they would take off the mitznet of one of the Kohen. Interesting, the Gemara's watching there is a mitznet, Lachar Kohen Hedit is always mikbas. Nochasai Lazar, Gavaldik and Taisus, Taisus had a kasha on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol was going to wear its tzitz, according to the Rivah, that the difference of the two hats was that you wrapped around the Kohen Gadol was less, it was smaller, because you need room for the tzitz. On Yom Kippur there's no tzitz, so it should be bigger. And they said Taisin, Hobach Gehata Ha'or. On Shabbos and on Yom Kippur there's no tzitzin. So maybe you should ask on Shabbos and Yom Kippur it could be bigger, because there's no tzitzin. Taisus Taisin never asked that. Because the Kohen Gadol, you say, well, it's look, his Shmoyin of a Gadol, because during the week he needs room for tzitz and tefillin, so the Shmoyin of a Gadol looked a certain way. And on Shabbos, his lights look. But the Taisin is asking him, Kippur, the big day love on, big day love, and you never wear tzitz. You never have tzitz. There, maybe it should be the same story. So he says, Shema afal pikein hoi tzaktana, k'moy kol ha-shana. Shema, Taisin is masup, very easy. Shema, maybe it was taka smoke. Meaning he has to start a word. You have to chesh benoit again. Maybe that will be a teret to the Gemara that there's a chilek between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedit. Because Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol one, since there's no tzitz, it's taka similar. Even though a whole year it wasn't. It's a deep, it's a shema. The Gemara says, Ve'eila ha-begodim asher yasu. Is the Gemara in Tzvokim da Pechet? Omer avanina bar sotayin, lo manizmach ha-pashas karbonis, ha-pashas big day kohuna. Why is there a smichas between the karbonis and the parish of Big Day Kahuna? Loima lecha, ma karbonis mechaperin, af Big Day Kahuna mechaperin. Does the Yafu say that Big Day Kahuna is mechaper? Because it says the Big Day Kahuna next to the parish of karbonis. Very interesting. In Zvachim Peches, the Lashon is, Lama Nismach of Karbonis Levin Dekunis. It's the same Gemara, the same Rabbanini Bar Sofim, and Erech and Abte Zayin, over there it says, Lama Nismach of Parshas Big Dekahun, and the Parshas Karbonis. So it's Mavur, it's talking two different Gemara. The one in Zvachim is going in Parshas Tzav. In Parshas Tzav, it says the Parshas of the Karbonis, and afterward it says the Big Dekahun. And in Erech, it's talking going in Parshas Tzav, by us, where it says first Arichas about the Big Dekahun, and then it says the Parshas Karbonis. And it's predicted, Rashi in Zvachim says Parshas Tzav, and then Erech and it says Parshat Tzavet. It's interesting though, it's the same memory from Rabbanina Bar Sofim, Lama Nisma, but it's a different order. Vidas Vidas the Alfutz, that the Big Day Kahuna is Mechata. So the Gemara goes by Rikas to explain, every beggar was Mechata. The Ksoinis, that the Gemara is Mechata on Shtichas Domin. Shemar Vayitmu is a Ksoinis Badam. The Mechnasayim is Mechata on Kili Arayis, Vasela Mechnas Evad Lechatis Besar Erva. The Mitznefis is Mechata on Gasi Haruach. Omer Abchanini Yovik Dover Sheba Goiva V'yechaper Al Goiva. The Avnei is Mechaper on Hinur Alev because it was by the lake. Choshin is on Dinin Vafisa Choshin Mishpat. Eifad is Mechaper on Avoy Dezor. The Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara because the Il makes noise. Yovik Dover Sheba Koil V'yechaper Al Dover Sheba Koil. And it speaks as Mechaper on Azaz Ponim because Metzach Azaz is on the Metzach. I'm not sure only the Big Day Koyim Gadol is Mechaper or also Big Day Koyim Hegit is Mechaper. That's just an idea. Kaponim, the Gemara fears always on two of them, the Gemara has a shtel. It says that Ksoinis is Mechaper on Shlichas Dam. In fact, the Gemara, I thought Egla Ruf is Mechaper on Shlichas Dam. What do you need the Ksoinis for? You already have Egla Ruf. Zok the Gemara Terry? Hod Yodaman Katle, Hod Lo Yodaman Katle. If you know who killed him, maybe, but there was no Asura, so he's not going to see me, so then it's the Ksoinis that's Mechaper. If it's Lo Yodaman Katle, you don't know who the right Sayach is, then it's Taka the Parash of Egla Ruf. In fact, the Gemara, one more. Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Like the Gemara, I said, Ketayrus is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Like the Gemara, there's two kinds of Lashon Hara. There's Lashon Hara Betzina and Lashon Hara Betzina. Lashon Hara Betzina is Ketayrus. You go inside the Mikdash, you mark the Ketayrus. And in the Il, we said, it's Dovah Sheba Koyal is Mechaper on Lashon Hara Farhes. There's a few Ramazan, and these in Yonam of that, it's Mechaper. A beautiful book in the Mesa Chachma. The Pasuk says, V'cheshev Afu Gosai Asher Olof. Later on in the Parsha. He tags up, the Eifer is Mechaper on Avodah Zorah, the Gemara says. Avodah Zorah is Machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfa L'maisa. By all other Averis, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfa Machshava L'maisa. But by Avodah Zorah, it's Mechaper, even Machshava is Nita Kapor. So he says, V'chesev Afudosoi, Asher Olof, Kema'aseyu Minen Liyye. The Machshava, by Afudosoi, by Avodah Zorah, is Kema'aseyu. Machshava is Kema'aseyu. Noch Avodah Zorah, but I must say, V'lo Yizach HaKoshin Me'al HaEifer. There's a lot of the rights, but Minyan Amitzis, V'lo Yizach HaKoshin Me'al HaEifer. Choshin is Dinim, it's been other Mechaveris. Eifer is Avodah Zorah, the spitz example of another Lamakim. V'lo yidach ha-choshin me'al ha-eifer. I mean, it's only Shemein and Ichmol Lamakayim, they mother Lamakavera, or Nizaf is Zorah, and mother Lamakim, or the Fakert, or the Faran Devers Hub, as a Haramim. V'lo yidach ha-choshin me'al ha-eifer. There's a direct correlation between the Yonam of Ben Adam Lamakavera, the choshin of Binim, and the Eifer of Avodah Zorah of Ben Adam Lamakim. So the coin has to wear a big with the God is a famous Tyson Kedushin. The Gemara is Mamai that nothing can't do avoid them. When they aren't, but when they aren't, for Tyson Kedushin, Machari then I can wear for God. How is the Chayach Bechlau? I have me maybe. If a coin does avoid without for God, it's puzzled avoid, it's Machalo, it's Chayav Misa maybe. It's also it's Dina Kizor. Another day, the whole promo, in fact, there's two Dinim. Oichad there is a Machusa for God. Oichad there is a Zor. The aim with Mansha aim to Gideim Alein, aim Kunasim Alein. So how could the Bechlau be Nidin about Isha? So Tyson either was talking Shitaka Wood of a God, one terror. Or another terror, it came into mind that Stavu the Big Day Kahuna might have a Mechusim of God. Since he's not Mestavu, so it's not considered a Mechusim of God. Now the Rambam counts Big Day Kahuna as a Mitzvah Esse, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Rambam says that the Mitzvah Esse of Big Day Kahuna, the Ramban Shtar Chalit, the Ramban says it's just a sniff of the Mitzvah of Avoida. It's not a separate Mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. It's not a great Kalitzah of the Mitzvah from Mitzvah. Also we call the Kalim of the Mitzvah. The Ramban says, how come we don't count Orin Menorah as a Mitzvah? So the Ramban says, because it's Nichlon, like Menorah is Nichlon, the Mitzvah of Hadlokas Neir. The Rambam Bechal says, like, he says, it's all Nichlon, Mitzvah Beit HaBechir. Mitzvah Beit HaBechir, the Chinuch Oso. Mitzvah Beit HaBechir includes also the Klei HaMikdash. The Ramban and the Klei HaMikdash, each Klei is Biyachas to what it's Avoidah was. So that's the Agant HaRichas in the Mazun. Yeah, for end of the greatest topic, Klei in the Big Tikkun. Klei in the Big Tikkun. For end of the Machlokas Rambam Raiva, the Rambam is saying, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. And Sai and Hilchas Klayim. The Rambam tells the this that it's mutter to wear Klayim. Koyin will Klayim. Koyin Godel for sure, and some of it's begotten. Koyin Hedges maybe. Depends if the Avnik was Klayim or not. If the Avnik wasn't Klayim, then the Koyin Hedges doesn't wear Klayim at all. Tali in the Machlekes of Avnei the Kohen Hedi was a debut, or Avnei the Kohen Hedi was a Kohen. But the Rambam says that this, that a Kohen, a Gadol, maybe Kohen Hedi, could wear Kalayim, is only B'Shat Avoyda. Shavoy B'Shat Avoyda now. And the Rai is Tzayin Hemchus Kalei HaMikdosh, and Tzayin Hemchus Kalei HaMikdosh, he says no. In the entire Beis HaMikdosh, not in Gvulin, but in the entire Shetach of the Beis HaMikdosh, it's always Mutter to wear Kalayim. It's Mekubal in the Veld, Azoyiz Mashman, the Shagatari, what's the Machlekes Rambam Rai is? Where the Kalayim of Big Dei Kohuni is Dechuya, or it's Chutzpah. The Rambam holds it only a Dechuya. So it's only a Dechiya, so it's only Bezman that you're doing the Avoyda. Essay, Doicha, Loicha, the essay of the Avoyda is Doicha. So Bezshaloy Bezman Avoyda, not. And the Raivet says no. The Raivet says it's chutzpah, but with different mutter, bechalam. For Anna Grace, I read from Shagatari, and maybe we'll just pinpoint on a few Nakudas. Gevaldik in Nakudas. First of all, the Shagatari comes up with a blitz kasha. He says, Agansi Yor, how could the Kohen Gadol do Avoyda? On your Kippur, he has to do Avoyda. The Dinah's Ma'akat Kohen Gadol. All the Avoyda. The Shmoyen of God one said, the Halle of God one. But Agansi Yor, like the man, the Yomar, that a Kohen Hedi doesn't have climb at all. So what's the hefter for the Kohen Gadol to do Avoyda? How can he put on the client? It's epsilat, it's like a deachir. This one, like the Raivid, it's chutzra. It's anyways chutzra. But like the Rambam, that's only chuyah. Bishashi doing the mitzvah every day. Halloy saying, there is Tibet to the client God to go do the Avoida. Let him rely that the client has to do the Avoida. And then he's mighty, even if you hold the client head, it is client by Avnei. But it's only one beggar. And level with a few begotten with client. Isn't it better to let the client head do the Avoida and avoid the Avoida of client if it's only as the Halloy saying, epsilat, it's like a deachir? So on this kasha, you have to know, is that true that Epshel Lattes by Yedei Acherim, did Epshel Akayim by Yifanacha, but to rely that someone else should do the mitzvah? It's not so partial, the mighty, you want to get the mitzvah. The marshal, Yegei Yitaka Pasha Zohar, it says that Shmuel killed Agag. And the Achorim of Akasha, Shmuel was a Nazir. So how was he able to be Matan himself by killing Agag? So one of the certain that really led to them is Ephes El Chalois, Ephes El Achias Amalek. I'm a very Tibetan Shmuel to the son, let someone else do it. I mean, he wanted to get it. You have to know it's not the person if it's always coming down the Chalois. For another time, anyway, that the Etzim Levisha, the Rabbi Shev has a whole theory that by Kohen Gadol was different than Kohen Hedi, the Yukim and Rambam, that a Kohen Gadol, the Etzim Levisha is begotten with him. So that's also a Yishav on this Kasha. Kohen Gadol was a lot of a big Dekhun Ataka because then the Etzim Levisha is in it. What? That may be like Kohen Hedi. So that's why, and the other Ram will be like Kohen Hedi. That's the shtickle play. And he's going to have me in his client. Because he has to, no, that's not Gara. Well, that's also mitzvah. It's both Ephidah Halaysa. That's also because it's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Ephidah Halaysa. Not the Kashat Shagatar you had in the Seder of Avisha. There's a big Arika to Gemara Sanhedrin in which was the order that you wore the begotten. But it's not so poshit that you, let's say like Kohen Hedi, it's the Avnid is client, he should put the Avnid on last. And if Mashmah knows, he put them in snippets on afterwards. Why? For those few minutes. Seconds even. But he's wearing climb without being ready for doing avoid. It's negated. The Beis Halevi has an arichas. It says by the pious, when they were Messiahs, it says they took them in snippets on one of them. Correct? So the one that you take him off is in snippets. So he's only wearing three begotten, and he's wearing the avnit of climb. So he said, if anything very better, so you take off the avnit. So in a chanami, Beis Halevi, it's a whole chesed. I'm not going all the details of it, but he says, in a chanami, that bright is going like the man Yomar, that the avnit wasn't made out of climb. So you could afford to take off the mitznefes. Like the mandam that the avni was climbing, he says for the pious, they took off the avni. So he redo as the avni to lech a man. And the avni was, and the keep of his mitznefes on, he had to take a bolt. He kept his mitznefes on. As I looked at the lady, it's negei his boy, it's about it. It's etnus on, he said, no hakash at the shagat are you has. The Gemara says, chad at oif baal a sopik. The ene nechal. It's malika, so you're not sure if it was the carbon, so it's mit, you may be him a sopik, and it's ene nechal. Chad at the shagat are you, he does be avoided. Like the Rambam, you can only wear begotten. When you're doing avoida, what are you going to do by the suffix chatas oif? The kohen can't put on the begotten. So if the whole avnid is not kohen, so kohen hedi can do it. But if it, even a kohen hedi is kohen, so who's going to do the avoida? How could it be chatas oif baal suffix? Who's going to do the avoida? So if Moshe would be kashal avoida, they could do it without begotten. But the Moshe is not kashal avoida. Like the NFS and Kedush. This is all Gemara's Ahinam Sirit that the Chorin and Brit. Oh, but the Iker is, to get to the Iker Nakuda, it's a moment of Gazach, a great Arichas in Beis Halevi, Semen Aleph, and Shagatari in this Indian, of a Be'emeth is a Beferish Gemara like the Rambam, and a Beferish Gemara like the Raivet. And you have to know to do the Gemara. Everything else is so far with the pitch of this. There's often a Gemara both ways. Lama Redden Duch. There's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Samach Tet, and a Gemara in Erich and Daf Gimel. And what's Kenan Tama? Daf Zitzin Tzarem. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Samach Tet says Beferish. Big Dei Kahuna, If you go outside, out of the Beis HaMikdash, it's Asr. Avol b'mitzvah, b'ein b'shas avoyde, b'ein shaloi b'shas avoyde shorim. As I say in Gemara. Like the writer. That only the Medina is Asr, but if it's b'toy cha Beis HaMikdash, b'ein b'shas avoyde, b'ein shaloi b'shas avoyde shorim. Mutter. Apella. How does the Rambam get out of that Gemara? So the terrors to that is, over there, the Gemara in Yuma Gradi is not handling the topic of Klein. There's another din. Big Dekuna Asr Lehonis, man. You know how the Stana, they have enough in Big Dekuna. And on that topic of Big Tikkun Asr Lehonis, man, the other three, which is not Klal, over there, the Klal is Bein B'Shas Avayda, the name is Lehonis. But in the Chanami, Klal the Avnei, it's only during the Avayda. That's how the Rambam, B'doiches, will have to dray out of that Gemara. Over B'Ikur, Yuma Samachet is the big Maramoka for the righteous. Min Sat Sheini, there's a Gemara in Erechand Av Gimel, which is the favorite like the Rambam. Gemara says, Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Gemara is the whole list of everything. Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis, Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Kam Tarifis, everyone is Nisuyei Mai. It's going through all the mitzvahs. Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis, Nisuyei Mai. Says, Atzivu Kehanim Levim V'Yisrael. Thus the Gemara Kehanim is Shlichalei. It's a chidus that even Kehanim Achayim. Mao, the same, since he doesn't mask it on Klayim, so if we maybe shouldn't have to wear tzitzis. Kamash Malon. The he the ishtri be idon avoida, it's only mutter during the avoida of a shaloi be idon avoida lo ishtri, but shaloi be shas avoida is not mutter. Often in Gemara like the Rambam, it's only mutter be shas avoida. So Tysus, who also has described it in a few places in Shas, says, shaloi be shas avoida means shaloi be mokam avoida, means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Great to doik. But on the chiddush of the Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi wants to toy with a big horse, that maybe the machloikis Rambam and Raivit is not mutter and chuyim. The Shangatari and a lot of Gedolei HaKohanim went that the Raivit holds hutra. The Beis HaLevi wants to say, no, even the Raivit doesn't hold hutra. Everyone holds that it's only Esik Doi Chalois. It's only Chiyah. Now it says, the Raivit holds, well, he didn't tell you the Malachi Asharis. The Chilik is, the Rambam says, the minute you finish the Avodah, you have the Raivit take it off. And the Raivit holds, no, like, he didn't tell you the Malachi Asharis. If they were master, it's all Chmenus would have lived it. You can continue wearing it. The Marshal, he says in Aftamina, at 3 o'clock in the morning, if they finish being Mila all day, Varim and Kedorim, even like the rabbi, they'll have to take it. And that's what the Gemara in Erechim means. Shaloi v'idon avoyda. When it's b'chlal for the next few hours, there's not going to be anything going on, then you talk, I have to take it off. But I'm more arichas than them, but that's the ikkar yediyah to know. That yuma samach tes b'feirish says like the rabbi. That it's mutter b'ein v'shas avoyda, b'ein shaloi v'shas avoyda. And the Rambam's raised out of that by saying it's going on the Yisrael l'hanot 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 l'hanot. So either you're saying he's after the Mokam Avoida, or we have the rate of the Beis HaLevi, that even the rabbi is Moida to Tchuyu. Beis HaLevi has a Chreichem to that. Yeah, now the Pagodim were made out of Tcheles Argomen Telash Shoni V'Shesh. Now everyone knows, Tcheles Argomen and Telash Shoni is three colors of wool, and Shesh is Pishtan. That's what's Makubal. The Gemara even says, Mede Shesh Kisna, since the Gemara in Yom Kavamis, since Shesh is Kisna, Shesh means Pishtan, so obviously the other ones are wool. And that's Makubal in the belt of Tcheles Argomen and Telash Shoni is wool. Tosfos Yeshonim in Yuma Daf Dalet says a big chiddush. He says, "Mid sheish kisna, if sheish is kishdon, so tchelas imra, tchelas must be as well." But what was Argoman and Telah Hashanim? Either, whichever one you want. Oy tchelas, or oy semer, oy kishdon. Argoman and Telah Hashanim could be either material. Sheish means kishdon. Tchelas is dark blue wool, but the other two, Argoman and Telah Hashanim, could be oy kishdon, oy tchelas. Big chiddush, because the B could only be the first one. It's negated by tzitzis. The Gemara says, "Midashesh kisna tchelas imra." What's going to be with tchelas and tzitzis? Tzitzis over there, and if tchelas wouldn't be imra, let's say tchelas would be kishdan. The vayter, how do you wear tchelas on a wool bag? The tzitzis shonim is gevaldik. It could have been a sad like by argoman. It could be either one. And then let's look at the Gemara. Midashesh kisna tchelas is dafka one. It's imra. I bezoy makin shnim with tzitzis. But if it could be either one, so on a bag of pishdan you would wear pishdan to get tchelas, and on a bag of you would wear tchelas for the tzitzis. There is no tchelas attack at the kipay the gemurah only tzemer, but the other ones are gomen at lashoni a biggie bia could be either one. Chiddush from the Tais Yeshanim and Yuma. The Eifoy, they had the two avnei ashoyam, and had the shvotim's name Shisha Mishmoisim 11 Achas. He's a big machloekas ashoyim. Try to stay out of it. The mitzvah tzadikas has an arichas. He makes chart, and the new ones they have all printed out. There's a machlokes showing him which shema were on which of the two avonim. It's clear there was six shvatim on one shame, on one evan, and six on the other one. But it's a big tumult. The seder and which letter they wrote. The passage though it's before though that there was 25 letters on each one of the two stones. The Yerushalmi says, Tyson Saita brings down and that's why Mitzvot, there's a bigger Richa there, the Mechazon comes from there also, they bring the Rambam Shita, the Rashi Shita, the Taisa Shita. The Yerushalmi, Bo Dan and Taisa and Slaita, says that to work out the Chesed, how there's 25 letters, some people say it says Yehoistev, it says Zvul, we're an extra book, there's all kinds of Chesed. Yerushalmi Shita is that the Yomim was Taka split. On one name it said Ben, and on the other side it said Yomim. To work out the Chesed, there's 25 letters on each, it said Ben and Yomim. He said, Yerushalmi said, that's why it says Shisha Mishma, and six of the names. Because it wasn't six, it was 5.5 and 7.5, because Binyamin, and 6.5. 5.5 and 6.5. Because Binyamin was split on both. Meshach Chachma says it's a beautiful remnant. It says in Beit HaBracha by Binyamin, Uvein Kseifav Shochen. Binyamin was lying between both shoulders, because he was talking on both sides. Uvein Kseifav Shochen. Now the Chosha and the Pasuk says, Zeret Orgoi, the Zeret Rochboi. What's a Zeret? Big Machloikas is showing. The Rambam sheet is that Zeret is a half an Amma. The Rambam says that the Chosha was really an Amma long and a half an Amma wide. You folded it over twice. You folded it over, so it became a Zeret al Zeret. Zeret al Zeret al Zeret al Zeret. After it was folded. Unfolded, it was an Amma by a half an Amma. But a Zeret is a half an Amma, which is three Tvachim. A lot of Asherim, such as Erev and that Chabalah brings down, that a Zeret is two Tvachim, a third of an Amma. There's a Chubas Harakman says it was 2.5 Tvachim. I'm not sure where he gets that. But a Kapon of the Ikkot, the Machloikas is showing him, whether it was 3 tefachim or 2 tefachim. The Goyim in Shnois Eliyahu, in Orlok, or Gimel, Mishnah Bay, he says, I mean, what's Machlokes, what is Zeret? Everyone, there's a way to measure a Zeret. A Zeret is, right, the Gemara says in Ksubas Takedah, Dalal Amid Bay, Hey Amid Bay, that each finger counts for something. Zeret is negated to measure the Zeret. The small pinky is negated to measure how you have a, what's the share of Zeret is for the Choshen. So, L'chayr, I mean, take a Adam Beinoni, and you see, I mean, you're chesmening Amma that way, right? The Amma from the elbow till the Amma, so there, is it two tefachim or three tefachim? So the Goyim says that it's a machlokes to show them how you measure. Everyone's moida, that the zeret is the space between the thumb and the zeret. But there's two ways to measure that. You can make a straight line across, or you can go around the top of the finger. And he says, brother, that if you go around the finger, from the thumb all the way to the pinky, but you cover it all across the finger, so we'll be talking 3 tefachim. And if you go a straight line across, it's 2 tefachim. That's talking the measurements. It works out perfectly. If you look at the Chazanish sheet, and that comes out. So the Machloikas, Taisus and Erev, the Chabalah, and the Rambam. If Zeret is 2 tefachim or 3 tefachim, depends about how you measure from the thumb to the Zeret. The question is, how do you measure it? Around Chesed or a straight across line? Now, they're just taking Goyim in Arlon. Now, in the Avnei HaChorshin, there was 4 rows of Avonim. Again, the Mechassim has an Arichas, a big Machloikas to show them which way the stones were set up. Kemat, like all the Rishonim, though, the stones went down. The 4th row was Oid and Pitzah Oretz was down. Noitach Tapayalim is down. The question is, though, how the names went. Did the names also go down? Oid is Ruvain, Pitzah is down, is Shimon, Bereket is Levi, like that? Or, okay, the names went across that way. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda went across. It comes that Mamash, a big map Kamino, which Shevet goes to which. I mean, Oidim is for sure Ruben and Yosef is for sure Binyamin, but after that, you have to see the Minchas Chinuch, Gamsa Cheshbonis, which name goes to which. Now it says that in the Choshen it had to also have extra letters, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Shiftei Koh, or Shiftei Yeshurin. The Balaturin and the Vein Lachai say, and this is what most people think, that every stone had 6 letters. So the Marshal said Ruben, and then it said Aleph for Avraham. Shimon, those are 5 letters, was Bey. Levi was Raham, because Levi is only 3 letters, and so on and so forth, and it works out perfect. All the stones had exactly 6 letters, so you filled up Avram, Yitzchak, Shiftei Yeshurun, or Shiftei Koh, they're different against. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam and Klei Hamikdash make this one's clear that on Ruben's stone it said Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. I'm not sure if it says V'Yakov, but that's the one I'm watching. Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. And on Binyamin's stone it said Shiftei Koh. And there's no rule about the 6 letters. I mean, Friday the Kiryat Sefer says that the Essen, there's no Dinde writer that it has to say Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. The Ikkar is that it has to have all 22 letters, so you're missing a Tef and a Tzadik. So you could write Tef and Tzadik. Just make a Tef and a Tzadik some. With the Rabbanan, there's this thing, you write Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Shiftei Yeshurun. Interesting, I saw in the Meshech Chochmah, he says Komenei Ramadan about the different stones, but he's looking it out only like some is showing him. He goes that Shoyam, how's the Shoyam V'Yoshvet? Shoyam is Yosef. He was going that the names were going down. And that right before would be Yom. It's Yosef, so Shoyim is Yosef. He says, Yosef is Shokot to all the other Shvatim. The 2 Avnei Shoyam, one of the 12 of the Choshen is also a Shoyam. So Yosef is Shokot to the other Shvatim. It also says Tarshish Vishoyam Yashvi. Why does it say Tarshish Vishoyam Yashvi? Because there's a connection between Yosef and Usher. He says Tarshish with Usher, and there's a connection between Yosef and Usher, because Yosef was mitzvahed with the Bnei Hashvachas. Then he says the Dovah Nachman, he says it has to be a vav, because Tarshish Shoyam, the shin goes together. You have to put a heftik with a vav. And he says, beautiful, that's why in Pechudei doesn't have to. Pechudei is when they made it. When they made it, you can make Tarshish and Shoyam. But here it was by the Tzivui. In the Tzivui, you have to say a vav, Tarshish Vishoyam. But he's only going that Tarshish is Usher and Shoyim is Yosef. It's not all the Rishonim hold like this. But everyone's Moed HaKafonim Tarshish Shoyim V'Yosfer was Binyamin. There's a famous story with Domit Ben Hesina, the Gemara brings the Kedushin, that he was Mechavid Ovid, and he was Zeichet to have, he had an Eben, and then he didn't want to give it to the Chachamim because his father was sleeping on the box, and his father's feet were on the box, he couldn't even break the box, and the key was under his father's head, so he was Zeichet, and the next day he had a Paradum. Toidus in Avodah Zorah that Chabal brings B'Shem Yerushalmi that the stone that Domit Ben Hesina had was the Yoshka of Binyamin. That's the stone that he had, even though the Gemara was Mechavid Avni Eifoy, rather. But Taisus and Avodah Zorah says it was the Yoshka of Binyamin. How does he know it was the Yoshka of Binyamin? So some say because Yoshka was taken from Binyamin. Binyamin was the one that was Zeich and keep it out. He was the only one that wasn't Mishtatif in the Chiris Yoshka. Or some say that there's enough Kisidron. It has to be the stone that was missing is Yoshka, because there's enough Kisidron having it in the Chayshim. But I saw on the Pilpul, assuming like the Balaturim, it said Ruvain Aleph, Shimon Beis, the only stone that didn't have any extra letters is Binyamin. Binyamin is 6 letters, so it didn't have to have any extra. Now, they found a stone with someone's name on it. Fred there, in the second base of Migdash, there was no Shamir. So if they found a stone, how are they going to carve out the letters anyway? Apparently, it must be they found a stone that was already carved out someone's name. Someone had a stone, his name was Binyamin, and it said Binyamin on it. So it has to be Binyamin, what someone wrote on his thing, Reuben Aleph. He didn't have last names in those days. What's this? Someone find a Reuben Aleph. He found a Shimon Bey, the Levi Raham. It was Avad, it was Binyamin, which Taka had 6 letters. As I said, I'm all say. No, it's Mamash Apella. First of all, because if it's a private stone that someone wrote Binyamin, that also wasn't done by the Shamir. Somebody had it carved out. But Oid, it's Mavur Taisus, in a lot of places in Shasta was a Shamir and Nick, they're sending this. And also, Bechlau, it's not supposed you need Shamir for Avni Choshim, and Chasimah brings a lot of Rishonim that you only need Shamir for Avni Eifoy. And for Nasat Raikim, it's a Shver of Arda, but this was a pilpul shot in Taisus that is going on the Yoshua Binyamin. Now, there's a beautiful verse from the Chasam Sofer. On the Chesbun of Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Shiftei Yeshur and Shiftei Ka, we know we need it so we should have all the letters of the Chosbeis Oisius, because it would lit up, the letters would light up. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel says like this. It says the names of the Shvatim, Fretzi Gemara, but you're still missing a Tzadik. There's no Tzadik in the names of the Shvatim. So the Gemara, no problem, you're missing a Tzadik. Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, you have a Tzadik. Fretzi Gemara still, but you're still missing a test. In Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, there's still no test. The Gemara shifts today, Yeshur, and shifts they come. Chesed and Marsha, there's also no Ches in the Shabbatim's name, and there's no Kuf. So glad that's also answered in Yitzchak. But why did the Gemara only spell on Tzadik? And also the Gemara should have spelled on Tes right away also. What point that the Gemara is spelling on Tzadik answers Yitzchak and then spells on Tes and says shifts? There's also a Ches missing and a Kuf missing. There's Yerushalmi, the Taka asks it in that space. Zokta Chasam Sofer, a beautiful verse. He says, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'ha'avonim ti al shmoiz b'nei Yisrael. The stone should be on the name. That's the word there. V'ha'avonim ti al shmoiz b'nei Yisrael. The stone should be on the name. Dr. The Gemara started off saying, thinking, that on each stone it said the name of the stone. On the Oidem stone it said Oidem. On the Pitada stone it said Pitada. Besides the names of the Shvatim, it said Oidem, Ruvain, Pitada, Shimon, or Pitada, Yehuda, Yisachar, Ben Bechaya, or Don, according to it said the names of the letters of the stone. Now, if it says the letters of the stone, Achloma has a Ches, and Pitzida has a Tes, and Bereket has a Kuf. The only thing missing is Tzadi. Fret the Gemara and Yuma, but with no Tzadi. And for the Gemara, it said the names of the Ovois, Avron, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Now, once it answers that it says the name of the Ovois, so the Avonim, the Ovois are like Avonim, but it's a Kali. So once you're saying that it says the Ovois, then it doesn't have to say the names of the stone. Because it said Avron, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And by you took care of the chest and the kuf. Of affecting Gemara, now you don't have a test. Until you had pitted them. But now you don't have a test, because now that you switched it, it didn't say the name of the stones on the stone. It said the names of the ovoids. So chest, kuf, and sadi is taken care of. But now you don't have a test. But for Gemara, it had to say, shift a kuf. Hazoizor, the chasm slave, a beautiful verse. Now in the question was the urim v'tumim. V'nasata es ha'urim v'es ha'tumim. What is urim v'tumim? The pasha, like most Rishonim, Urim Vetumim, is a piece of cloth that had a shameless, a gewiss of shame, we don't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's really what caused the stones and the letters on the stones to light up, this cloth which was hidden inside the chosh. The Gemara says in Yuma, there were five things missing in the second base of Mikdash. Oren Kaparis Kruven, that's one thing, the Oren, Eish, there was no Eish in the Mizbech, in the Shemaim, Shchina, give us a Darga Vashua, the Shchina, Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh, and the Urim Vetumim. These five things are missing. What does it mean that the Urim Vetumim was missing in the second base of Mikdash? Rashi in Chumash, and Rashi in Yuma, and the Ravid in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says, Kipshuta, the cloth was missing. They didn't have the cloth. The Urim Vetumim was missing. The cloth did not exist in the second base of Mikdash. Over twice the new Medav Chafalas and Oyechet the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Srechat Vashol. Avad in the second base of Mikdash, there was also a cloth. Had there not been a cloth, it would be Mechusar Begodim. The Begit of Choshen includes the cloth. Without the piece of cloth, it would be Mechusar Begodim. Avad of the cloth that they had, even in the second base of Mikdash. What it means that they didn't have Urim Vetumim is that it didn't light up. The five things on the list is Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, and Urim Vetumim. This let me Urim Vetumim, that was missing the cloth, Ruach HaKodesh, that didn't light up. But like the Ram, that the cloth they did have, what's the two things, Ruach HaKodesh and Urim Vetumim? Yivad Shver. I was clear, maybe a pshat, some of the person say, I'm not sure if that came off an order, someone else, that like the Rambam, it's a different list. Rashi says the five things is Urim Kaparis, Kruvim is one, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, and Urim Vetumim. Like the Rambam, maybe it's Urim Kaparis is one, and Kruvim is a separate one. Kaparis the Kruvim is separate. And Taka Ruach HaKodesh and Urim Vetumim is Taka 1. So don't you look in the Rashbam in Baba Batra, the Kuf Lamed Gimel, it's very unclear how he holds. He's a bigger Rishas there, and it pushes he's a Sphere in Minei Bey, a Kuf Lamed Gimel Hadei. I'm curious if the Oren could be Machriya. Does he hold that the cloth was missing in the second base of Minish, or just the Ruach HaKodesh? He pushes twice himself in the beginning of the Dvarim and the Dvarim. Now on the Me'il was Tahmoyne Zav Verimoyn Besoichem. Some say that the Me'il Taka was a four-cornered Vegas, so it had to have the Rimoy, the Rimoy were made out of material, so it's like citrus, action. Over Pamoyne, Zog, the Rimoy. So there was Pamoyne of Zog and Rimoy. How many? Big Machloikis. One Makar in the Medrash is that there was 72 Pamoyne and 72 Rimoy, or there was 36 and 36. There's a different Medrash, I saw 13. Rabbi Kanevsky brings down 13 and 36, different numbers, Bechlam. The mice of the pictures, they have in the Chumash and the pictures, it's not very Maduk, it's because it has the Pamoyne, it starts with a Pamoyne and ends with a Pamoyne. Like most Sheikahs, it was the exact same amount. If it starts with a palm, it has to end with a remoin. If it's 72 of each, or exactly 70 of each, if it starts on one leg with a palm, it has to end up with a remoin. This is possible. But for another day, for another sphere in the Targum. The Targum in Parashas Tetzav, it says, Pamoin Zov B'soichom, it says, Beineihom. Between them. But the Targum in Parashas Tetzav says, Begav remoin, inside the remoin. And it's a big machlaik of the Shein Tak. The Ramban holds that the Pamoinim was B'soich, the remoin. And Rashi says, no, the Pamoin was Bain Harimoin. Machloik is showing him, but in the Targum, it's Mamash Asira. In Tetzav, it says that it was between them, but in Pekut, it says, no, it was inside the Rimoin, like the Ramban. So it's clear. Rashi says it was in between, and the Ramban says it was inside. But the Targum refers to himself. I want the Chiddush to give shot. After the Chayta Egel, it switched. Because after the Chayta Egel, Enka Tegel, not Tanegel, you can't have the Pamoin Zav, it had to be hidden inside the Rimoin. But originally, the din was it was supposed to be in between. Kleis HaChadushim. As the tzuris habeger as the gebitten after the chayteg, I hear once a beautiful pshat from a Beros Alveshik. Said a beautiful pshat. He said avad betoich doesn't mean inside like the Ramban. Avad betoich means in between also. No, what's the difference if it's in between? Doctor, sorry, the emet is the exact same amount. There was 72 of palmainim and 72 rimoin. And like we said, the picture is not medulic. It started with a palmainim and ends with a rimoin. So who told you that the palmainim are inside the rimoinim? Maybe the rimoinim are inside the palmainim. Well, what's kezeya? Which one is inside which? It switches off. There's no one is in the other. Depends how you look at it. So he says, no, it's the chiddush from the din asiyah. The din asiyah is, you should first do all the rimoinim, and then afterwards do all the pamoinim. The pamoinim are betoich the rimoinim. First do all the rimoinim, and then do all the pamoinim. But that's only the oifan asiyah. The way it looks afterwards at the end, in Parashat Kudei, it's ha'ayin la, just in between. The zogach of betoich is to be madish in the seder ha'asiyah, how to do the pamoinim rimoinim. The nishma koyle the voyle kodesh, vinadvi the pamoinim would make noise, so the kohen gadol would make a koil. The nishma koyle the voyle kodesh is a shein of balaturim. The balaturim afanarti says it says three times the nishma in the entire Tanakh. the Nisma Torah is the Voya Lakoidish by the Me'il, by Matan Torah, called us a Dibra Hashem Naset Vinishma, and the Megillah, tie into Megillah. Vinishma Piskam HaMelech Bechol Medina, Vinishma Piskam HaMelech. He said, what's the meaning of these three things? He says, Vinishma Koyle Bevoya Lakoidish is a Voya, Big Dekuna, Naset Vinishma is Torah. And Vinishma Piskam HaMelech is Megillah. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbah, in the Megillah of Dalit, Omar Rabbah, Mevatim Talmud Torah, Mevikra Megillah. And then he says, Mevatim Talmud Torah, Mevatim Avoid the Mevikra Megillah. He Mevatim Talmud Torah and Avoid the Mevikra Megillah. What's the Makar? What's the grandness of the Balaturim? It says, Vinishma Piskam HaMelech, and right afterwards it says in the Pasuk in Megillah, Ki Rabbah. It's very great. Ki Rabbah. He says, the Vinishma Piskam HaMelech is greater than the Vinishma of Nas, the Vinishma, and it's greater than the Vinishma of Vinishma Koyle of Avoida, Ki Rabbah. And he says, who's the man the Omer Yerim Megillah? Omer Rabbah, Mekim Megillah. It's not the Rabbah, but Gam Rabbah, come on, Rabbah is the one that says it. Ki Rabbah, Rabbah is the one that said that Megillah is greater than the other two. After Nachim Brach Taka was surprised in the Purim, the Pasuk says, all the way afterwards, in the end of the Parsha, V'hayu l'chol l'monet, you give the different matonets, and you give it to him as a monet. Then it still brings a rise from here that you yoyte mishloach monet with the raw meat. Because it says, V'hayu l'chol l'monet was a raw piece of meat, a big tumul that has to be royal achila. And the Meshech Chochma, it says, kum paket. It's going on this roya of the Shayla of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, after that was V'hayu l'chol l'monet. After this roya that was Boshel, that was V'hayu l'chol l'monet. Over everything else was. Mama, just to end off, we talked about the Tmidim at the end of the Parsha. Shnayim la'yoyim tamid. The Chesidah Shavarat. Shnayim la'yoyim tamid. The first Tmidim in Shulchan Aruch, Mama, the beginning, Shivisi Hashem le'negdi tamid. And the last din in Shulchan Aruch, Purim, the Toigler missed the tamid. When I meant that the Kayan Zayn Beda, says, play Mechayiv in Taka. I want, I hear what's going on, he's in Gan Shulchan Aruch. The Mechayiv is, he's in Tmidim Shavarat, the Shnei Tmidim, the Shivisi Hashem le'negdi tamid, and the...